Hello. Today, like I was reading Hatchet. I still need to bring Hatchet and I'll get another recording in. But today, I know my the people who watch my videos, well, my recordings, they look at them and they think they're cool. I'm just gonna do this so parents can touch their children with my books that I'm gonna read a series of books, then I'll go back to the Hatchet series. Today I'm going to be reading Home for Christmas by Jan Brett. I will be starting now. Rollo was a wild troll, a very wild troll, always racing off, his scruffy troll tail bouncing around behind him. Troll tails will drop off one day, but only if a troll is kind and helpful and does its chores. Rollo's little sister had lost hers long ago, but Rollo didn't care one bit. He did just whatever he wanted. Next page. Rollo never made his bed for Mama Troll. He never chopped wood for Papa Troll. He never helped little sister collect eggs. One morning when they all asked for his help, Rollo had had enough. "No! No!" he whooped and grabbed his rucksack, leapt over their heads, and ran towards the mountains. Mama Troll looked at Papa Troll and shook her head sadly. The chances of Rollo losing his tail are mighty slim. Rollo walked along, getting hungry and tired. Where would he spend the night? He spied an owl's nest up in the tree. "Hurrah!" Rollo shouted. "It's up this tree for me!" He climbed up and snuggled down among the owlets, and the mother owl looked down. When the little birds opened their mouths wide, Rollo opened his too. "Yum, free food," he thought. Sleepy and full, he dozed off and tucked under Mother Owl's warm, fluffy feathers. "No bed to make here," he mumbled. But his lazy life didn't last that long. The owls grew fast and the nest got crowded. They spent hours flapping their wings until the day came for the owlets to fly. Mother Owl glared at Rollo, but he didn't move. So she bumped him out of the nest. "Can't you see I don't have wings?" Rollo screeched. Rollo shook the feathers out of his hair and strode through the forest, leaping and chasing field mice as he went. He hadn't gone far when he spotted Mother Bear watching her two cubs rolling around and roughhousing in the grass. Rollo dove in, cuffing the cubs and tickling their noses. Mother Bear didn't care. Now she had three naughty creatures to watch over instead of two. That night, Rollo followed the bear to their marshy cave and fell asleep curled with the bear cubs, mumbling, "No wood to cut here." As the day passed, it got harder for Rollo to keep up with the bears. They had had tough paws and sharp claws to help them scramble over rocks and climb trees looking for food. Then, at the end of the summer, Mother Bear spotted a hive. She opened it up with a big swipe of her paw, and delicious honey gushed out. It had been a long time since Rollo had tasted anything so sweet. He shoved the baby bears aside. "Make big mistake!" The angry beast aimed their stingers at him. Rollo threw himself into a nearby pool and dove under the water. Splash! Rollo floated up, the taste of honey still in his mouth. In his mind, Rollo said, "Oh, I wish I had some of the little sister's sweet nose print cookies." He thought, "Maybe I should go home." But he saw a gang of otters playing on the waterfall. "Wait for me!" he cried as he scrambled out, threw his wet clothes off, and dove back in. Splash. And then he thought, "This is the life for me." One morning, Rollo awoke to find a thin skim of ice on the pool. Otter didn't give any mind, but Rollo could not stop shivering. He put on his clothes, stuffed his boots with moss, waved goodbye, and went on his way. It was snowing when Rollo met up with a new friend who was as wild as he was. Lynx liked to play and pounce and hide and seek. So did Rollo. While they were romping in the snow, little sister was at home feeding his hedgehog. "Rollo may be gone for now," she said, "but we miss him every day." It got colder and colder. The lingon berries froze and food was harder to find. One afternoon, Rollo felt Link's eyes staring at him in a hungry way. It was time to move on. The drifts got deeper. Rollo's nose was turning blue when he noticed moose tracks, big and little. He followed them up to the mountain to a meadow where he saw father moose, mother moose, and their calf standing in the snow. "Hi-ho!" he called and pranced over to them. Rollo made friends right away. He found berries and lichen under the snow where father moose had scraped away the ice with his hooves. He ate and ate while the moose calf drank some warm milk from mother moose. Rollo spent the night with the moose family. The next morning, he was so happy to be with them that he jumped up, expecting to get a big hug from mother moose, by just the way that his mother hugged him at home. But mother moose was not used to cold, pointy troll nose pushing into a soft, warm nose. She tossed her head and galloped, leaving Rollo sprawled in the snow. That night, Rollo was riding along Father Moose's antlers when the antlers began to sway. "Oh, no," Rollo shouted, holding on tight. "Winter is when the moose shed their antlers!" And he found himself tumbling down and down, landing in a snowdrift. He was brushing snow away, snow out of his eyes, when he smelled the smoke from a wood fire. And he thought, "That's coming from my house!" He imagined the warm fire inside, the good food, and his soft bed. Most of all, he remembered Mama and Papa's big hugs and little sister laughing at his jokes. He began to stifle and cry. As Rollo's sobs got louder, the antel began to rock back and forth on the slippery snow. It started sliding down the mountain, faster and faster, bouncing over icy boulders, bounce, and skidding over frozen rivers. It was an antler toboggan. Rollo spotted his little house down in the valley, and his sobs turned to whoops of joy. Rollo's family was on their way home with their Christmas tree, when they heard whoops echoing down the mountain. They knew in an instant that Rollo had come home. They rushed to meet him as fast as they could. On Christmas Eve, the troll family gathered to the light to light their holiday candles. Mama and Papa and little sister looked around proudly at the beds Rollo had made, the wood he had chopped, and the cookies little sister had baked with the eggs he gathered. Papa Troll grinned at Rollo, leaning forward to light a candle. "Have you lost something, Rollo?" he asked. Rollo just smiled. "I'm home for Christmas!" But the best for the rest Christmas ever," little sister sang. The cat purred. He had a new toy. After the feast, the troll family sat by the fire, home for Christmas, all together, singing and telling stories far into the night. The end. If you guys like that book, I'm going to be having more books that I'm going to read. And I'll go right back to the Hatchet series because you guys really seem to like my first reading of the Hatchet. So I'm going to read another recording of another book. Okay. I'm going to post another recording. If anybody likes me a lot and really thinks I'm a good reader, just send me a voice message and recommend any books you can think of. And I will get it at my local library. Thank you and goodbye, friends.